Lou Manfredini here. Do you have cracked or sunken concrete areas around your home? Call PermaSeal for a free estimate. Don't replace it, raise it. Call 800-421-7325 or visit permaseal.net.
Mirror 9 Romeo Lima, traffic open to Seminole, making left traffic. Departure to the left approved. Runway 27, clear for takeoff.
720 WGN, John Landecker, 8 minutes after 8 o'clock. You know, if you're going to talk about a documentary of a blind person, you might as well start out where the part of the documentary where he's flying an airplane. I mean, that makes total sense to me, doesn't it? With us, hopefully, is Camelia Alexson, who is the director of this movie, I'm Only Blind, and he's a Chicago filmmaker, and also Tim Paul, who's the subject of this great documentary. Good evening, both of you. Welcome to WGN.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good. Hey, so flying an airplane, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, it was cool. It was really cool.
Yeah, now this is the cell line, the pitches, a champion marathon runner who excelled despite being totally blind, which of course you are and did, but there were so many other things that you have done and I'm sure will continue to do in the course of your lifetime, and that this situation where you're a blind person is not really a hindrance as long as you have assistance. Would that be correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Yeah. So
I just love challenges. I love overcoming the challenges in life and doing all these different things, living life to the fullest and doing all these fun things to do. My blindness, I don't let it stop me.
What are some of the other things that you've accomplished? I know that you have jet skied, water skied, as I said, flown an airplane, run a marathon.
Downhill skiing.
Yeah, come on.
I've done 23 marathons, and I'm training for my 24th marathon, which will be the Chicago Marathon. And then I also do triathlons. So I'll be doing the Chicago Triathlon. That's in August.
Amazing.
The end of August. The Chicago Marathon's in October, so I'm starting to strange that. So,
well, I got to tell you something. I think it's amazing. Anybody can complete a marathon. You know, that's just a really big accomplishment. Something that I've never done, and more power to you, as they say. Camelia, what was the inspiration for the film? How did all this come about?
So it came about, I was a member over at Midtown Athletic Club, and one of the members, his name is Dominic. Dominic used to be an employee at the Chicago Lighthouse, and he and I spoke briefly while we were swimming one day. And he asked me what I did, and I asked him what he did, and he kind of, you know, gave me a little bit about what the Chicago Lighthouse was, and he told me about Tim.
Mm-hmm.
And when he told me the story that he's writing a press article on a man who's fully blind and running, I believe at that time was his 20th marathon.
Right.
I told him that I really want to get in touch with Tim and see if Tim would be interested in being the next subject of my documentary.
So what
happened was he put us together through email, and I got super impatient because I didn't hear back from Tim. And I said, I really want to meet this man, you know? So can you like somehow give me his phone number? And so I think he called Tim and said, hey, Tim, can she call you? And Tim agreed. And so I called him and I said, you know, I'm available. I'd love to just sit down and have coffee and just let's just feel it out and see if this makes sense. So what was supposed to be an hour long, maybe an hour and a half, turned into 6 hours. And I remember walking away from him completely inspired by the things that Tim has done and has completed.
Absolutely,
and
yeah.
My goal was to bring his story to everyone to see, not so that they don't have excuses on why they don't want to do the impossible, right?
Right, right. That the possible is the impossible is definitely possible on all sorts of different levels. By the way, the movie will have a premiere coming up. Where did I put that? July 12th. That's Saturday at 6 p.m. at Sin City Studios in Chicago at 2429 West 14th Street. 6 p.m. is a reception. 7:30 is a screening of the film. 8:30 is a panel discussion. And 9 o'clock, there's a performance by country music artist Austin Edwards, who was inspired by meeting Tim, and he wrote a song about it. And we'll talk to them some more about this great film and what the message is when we come back in 720 WGN.
There's a quote by Helen Keller that I love. Individually, by ourselves, just us, you know, just one person can do so little, but together we can do so much. And everybody can just do one thing, just one little thing to help the world. Climate or justice or legislation or just do something to help the world and make the world a better place. And if everybody does that, if everybody try to make the world a better place, the world would be a lot better. But we all got to try and do what we can.
Couldn't agree with you more, Tim. Tim Paul, who is the subject of this documentary, I'm Only Blind. Tell us a little bit about the association that you've had with the Lighthouse for the Blind and how they've contributed to your achievements.
Yes, I work at the Chicago Lighthouse. I work at a call center, and I've been working there for 8.5 years. And it's been a great place to work. I really enjoy working there. They're very inclusive. I work with all sorts of really nice people, and both blind and sighted. And it's a team. You know, we're working on a team together. But they've been really supportive of all my activities. And you know, they know that I'm a marathon runner, and they
right.
People love that. People love that I run marathons and I do other activities, my skiing and everything. People really love that. And then this documentary, they've been really very, very supportive, and they're you know, they've done a lot. They've actually the film you know, when it was they helped out with putting audio description for the blind on the film, and when it was debuted at the Beverly Hills Film Festival, that was the first time a film had the audio description for the blind. So I was able to listen to the audio description and know what was going on. You know, like if this one film that they supported that, and then they've been supporting the film in other ways as well. So it's been great, and they. And that just working there and being really supportive of my job, just, you know, all the things with somebody that works at a job, you have to have accommodation. So accommodation is no, you know, having like a screen reader at work. That's something they're used to. And they've done a lot to, you know, with technology and making the things that a person like me needs on a job. To do my job, so it's, you know, that's a great thing every day to go to work and know I have the support to do a good job, and just it's a great place to work and a great place to be, you know, part of.
Yeah, and proceeds from this event will support the Chicago Lighthouse and the programs that help people who are blind, visually impaired, disabled, and veterans to build confidence and develop independence. They got educational services, employment training and placement, comprehensive low vision services. I've had the pleasure of being over there numerous times, and they definitely do some outstanding, just amazing work. So I want to get back to this running the marathon, because that's no small feat for anybody. When was it that you decided, you know what, I want to run a marathon? When was that?
Well, my first marathon was in 2001. It was the Chicago Marathon.
Wow.
And I had been a runner up until then.
Yeah.
And I didn't know if I would ever do a marathon, but I wanted to do it. But I had support. I had a friend that helped me get the thing. You know, we had been training together and we're good friends together, but he really helped me find the things that I needed, and like equipment, like a treadmill, and then
right,
you got
right.
in touch with the Chicago Runners Association to help me get a guide to train with and run the marathon with me. And it was just, that first, I'll never forget that first marathon, just doing the training and all that. It was just quite a wonderful experience, and it was different. You know, running a marathon is a very challenging thing and a difficult thing, but once you do it, it's just a fantastic feeling and quite an accomplishment. And I loved it so much that even though it was challenging, I wanted to do more, and actually. That first marathon that qualified me for the Boston Marathon, so I went to the Boston Marathon. I've done that 5 times now.
Let me interrupt you for a second. Don't you have to have a qualifying time to go to the Boston Marathon?
Yes, I do. So for a blind, visually impaired runner, you need to do a marathon in less than 5 hours. So
amazing,
and that is a challenge. You know, with training and everything, it is a challenge to do under 5 hours. So it's just a great privilege to go be a Boston run a Boston qualifying time, and then going to Boston. And when I do go to Boston, I'm connected with Massachusetts Association for the Blind, and it's an organization for the blind in Boston. But they have an organization, part of that is called Team with a Vision. So it's, you know, I'm connected with people in Boston, and have a really nice time, and they're very supportive and work out all the logistics. So but every marathon is different, and a different experience, and a great experience to look forward to. You do the training, the training is a very special part of it. I connect with other runners in Chicago, and you just kind of really enjoy training together. I mean, I love my guys and have a good time with my guys, and they're very supportive. And then they wish me good luck when I do my marathon. And then it's such an accomplishment and such a great feeling to accomplish the marathon. I mean, even though it's hard, and you know, during the marathon, it's not easy. You just keep going and do the hard work to get to the end of it. And it's just great.
You know, I was going to say, Tim, running a marathon is a physical challenge, but it's also a mental challenge. I've heard from runners that that perhaps the mental challenge of it is almost as, if not more, challenging than the actual running, because you're out there for so long and so many things are going through your head and you get tired. And I've heard of people hitting a wall, where not a literal wall, but sort of a mental, physical wall, where they feel as though maybe they can't make it, but yet they get through that. Has that happened to you at all during any of your runs?
Well, it's true that I can't really say that I literally hit a wall,
mm-hmm.
like you say, but it is very mentally challenging to just keep going.
Yeah.
It, you know, you, you have to be very determined to, even though you might be, you know, tired and sore and everything like that, but you just keep going. You're out there for a long time, but you,
that's right.
You just keep going. It's, you know, it's not easy. It's really, you know, the further into the marathon, it gets more difficult and more difficult, but you know, since you've done the training, it's not as hard as it would be if you hadn't, but it is hard, even though you've done training, it's still hard. And like you say, it's a mental challenge.
Yeah.
It's a mental challenge. And there's, like you say, I agree with you. There's a lot going on and there's a lot to overcome. There might be hills there.
Right.
Or something might be sore, like your back might be sore, part of you might be sore. It's just, you just got to keep going.
Well, I think that term, you just got to keep going, could be applied to almost everything that you do. This is Tim Paul, who's blind and a champion, and amongst other things, a champion marathon runner. And he's the subject of a documentary called I'm Only Blind, which is a great title, from filmmaker Camelia Alexan. How long did it take you, Camelia, to put this all together? How long did it take you to put the documentary together?
So from start to finish, about 2 years.
Yeah.
And that includes, like, editing, you know, cleaning it up, did a few test screenings where we had audiences come in.
Really?
And kind of, like, see, like, what they liked, what they didn't like. And then based on that, we adjusted the final version, which, you know, you saw a copy of.
Yes, indeed. And I want to thank both of you for being with me tonight, and congratulations on an unbelievably well-done job, and I hope that a lot of people show up, and keep running, Tim. Keep looking for you out there. Thanks for being with us.
John, thank you so much for having us, and we are limiting, like, there are a limited amount of tickets left.
Oh, okay. All right. Good to know.
But we are expanding for anybody that wants to see it at the Pickwick Theater in early September.
Fantastic. Okay. Well, be sure to get back to me about that, okay? So we can give
all
that.
All right, we'll do.
All right, thanks. There they go.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, John, very much for everything.
Thank you.
Oh, no, thank you. The film is called I'm Only Blind, and there will be a, I guess, pretty much almost sold out premiere of the film Saturday, July 12th at Sin City Studios in Chicago at 2429 West 14th. And the reaction has obviously been fantastic, since they are going to have another screening not that far down the road.